The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Again, and it's time to say hello to David John Oates, who is not in Australia now. He's in the U.S. en route to the U.K., where he's going to do some things in London. He is standing by right now, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, and as you know, David, of course, is the master, the man who discovered it, pioneered it, and developed it, it being reverse speech, something that a lot of people, even though they hear it, refuse to believe what their ears and their intellect are telling them, that while we speak forwards, we are also speaking in reverse via our subconscious mind, which uses the sounds of the speech I am using right now to talk to you to create words in reverse. And the reverse, to keep it simple, is the truth. The subconscious does not lie. And I've had people listen to this, and they, well, yeah, but It's mind tricks. You're telling me what it says before I hear it. It's just, I want to believe it. They just can't get it. But a lot of people do, of course. And David has been at this now 30 years. So I think you'll understand if you're new to the program after our hour with David, why you might want to go to his website at reversespeech.com and consider that he did answer a call and was invited to and did brief some of the top U.S. intelligence agencies with his reverse speech skills and technology years ago. And I have a hunch, so does David, that they use it all the time. It's kind of like a lie detector test, and except a person doesn't know they're being checked. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff. Always good to be in America. I love coming here. It's my second home, because as you know, I lived here for 10 years.
It's changed. It has changed.
Yes, certainly has. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But anyway, it's good to be back. Had a good flight, good night's sleep last night. So all feeling all refreshed and ready to go. And like you said, I'm away to London lecturing to the British Psychological Society at their annual general convention.
And that is very prestigious. Congratulations. They're going to be amazed when they hear it.
It's really, I'm looking forward to it very, very much. And I'm doing a 45-minute presentation myself on reverse speech, and then one of my practitioners in London is then doing a presentation of a case study, and she's going through the reversals before and after. So we're splitting it up between the two of us. But anyway, it's a wonderful opportunity, and I think we're going to get a lot of interest. So.
I think you will. I think you already have. Now, here's one thing for any folks who are in Northern California or in Oregon. David will be appearing in Ashland, Oregon, and I believe it's the Ashland Public Library, the Gresham Room, a week from yesterday, next Thursday night at 6:30 in Ashland, Oregon, at the Public Library in the Gresham Room on May the 1st, May Day. So that'll be fun. And you don't get a chance to see David. Now, for those of you who have been with us, you'll know, let me say this again. When you hear these on the radio, they're amazing. But when you hear them in person with David in a room, playing them right out of his computer into your ears, basically, it's staggering. I mean, it's just stunning. Every syllable is correct or it doesn't get played. He's got criteria and protocols that have to be matched. And it's a chance for you to see something you'll never likely get a chance to see again unless he comes back here. So that's next Thursday, May 1st, in Ashland at the Public Library in the Gresham Room. And it starts at 6:30.
And that's my only lecture in America this year.
So, wow. All right. Well,
yeah, so that's it. Yeah, because I'm only in the States for a week. It's just a quick drop over on my way through. It's the same flying time, whether you fly from Adelaide, from my hometown in Adelaide, straight through to London or via the United States. It's the same distance. So.
Very good. All right. Well, welcome here again. And I remember when you lived here and we used to get together for dinner in Santa Barbara and the kids would play and...
Good fun. Yeah, there were some good times back then.
Yeah.
But it was time to go back home. So anyway, I'm really enjoying it.
Yep.
I thought what I might do to start off was we'll play some really, really simple, nice, easy-to-hear reversals perhaps present to some people who are new to the field what this is, okay?
So. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, on David's site at reversespeech.com, he has nearly 10,000 examples that you can listen to. So anyway, onward.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, and before I do, there's actually a new reverse speech website that went online 2 weeks ago. It's specifically designed as an introductory site to reverse speech because the main reverse speech site isn't very intensive. I mean, with the hundreds of articles and 10,000 examples of reversals, it's a very heavy site. But this new site is nice and simple for the beginning, and it's backwardmessages.com. Okay? So backwardmessages.com. Go and have a look at this brand new reverse speech site that I put online 2 weeks ago. So,
I'll go take a look at it. Now, we also should mention there is an app that makes this really accessible to all of you. What you're about to hear, you can do yourself. And you want to take the home study course so you know what you're doing, but there is an app now, and I guess it's doing very well.
Yes, the app's doing, I'm really pleased. We're getting, we're averaging about, probably about 800 downloads a week. So that's, I'm pretty pleased with that.
Oh, that's, wow. Yeah, that's very good.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with that. So, and it's pretty consistent too. It's watch the sales every day and it's nice and consistent. Sometimes it picks up to over 100 and then it'll drop to over 1,000, then it'll drop down, anyway. So.
Well, great. Okay. Backwardsmessages.com. That's the new one.
Yeah. Backwardsmessages.com. Go and have a look and let me know what you think of it.
Okay? I will. I'm pulling it up right now.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to play a really simple example of reverse speech, and I'm going to present it in a slightly different fashion today. So this audio is up a little bit loud. I might pull my levels down a bit, and here we go.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
Okay, now that's Senator Bob Dole back in 1996 when he was resigning from the Senate to run against Bill Clinton. Okay, now what I'm going to do, before I play anything, I'm going to run the whole track backwards, okay? We're just going to run the whole lot backwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most people will not hear anything. So, but let's go.
Yeah, well, we didn't end it. It's an honor to be able to be shaking those in your business.
Okay, we'll just start with that. I say, that was a small session backwards. Did any of you hear anything in that section? Okay, what I'm going to do
is, I certainly did.
Yes, well, you know this one example well. But for those who don't. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to isolate. This is how I'm going to present it in London. I'm going to present it in this fashion. I'm going to play forwards and backwards.
Okay.
Without telling him anything, and then I'm going to isolate it. So here is a little section of that backwards isolated. See what you can hear.
It's an honor.
And again.
It's an honor.
And we'll do it again.
It's an honor.
And for those who didn't hear it, it said, it's an honor. I'll do it again.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Now I'll play the whole lot backwards again and see if you can hear it now amongst the gibberish.
Yeah, we're all fitting in it. It's an honor to be able to manage. You see, get those in your business. Yeah, you're borrowed.
And, of course, you know, once you know it's there, bang, it jumps out. It's very, very obvious, you know. And,
you know, what's, what has always amazed me in all the years I've been hearing this, we're going to go through this break, Todd, thank you, is the fact that when the reversal is there, it's often said with the perfect inflections. Now, it's a little sing-songy sometimes, but he said that exactly perfectly as if he were speaking it forwards. The same, the nuance, the inflection, it's all right, perfect. It's an honor. He didn't say, it's an honor. He said, it's an honor. And he, can you play it one more time?
Yeah, okay. So what do you want me to do? Play the whole lot backwards or just the reversal?
Just the reversal.
Okay, so here's the reversal. I'll play it twice.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, nice and clear and precise. Okay?
He's making a statement. That's it. Simple.
And that's what we call a congruent reversal. He genuinely believed that it was an honor to serve in the Senate. Okay?
So. Right. Very good.
All right. So now we're going to do another one. And this will be the second one I'm going to present in London. Okay. The, Bob Dole's the first one. This is the second one. So this is from a normal conversation. So we're going to run this whole lot forwards.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
Okay, now we're going to run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear anything. Do you know this one, Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah, I know this one. Go ahead.
Okay, so now we're going to isolate it. And listen carefully, listeners, what do you hear?
I love you today.
I love you today.
And again.
I love you today.
So what it says, for those who didn't hear it, although it should be pretty obvious, is I love each day. So
yeah, I heard. Yeah, you can hear. Yeah, I heard it. And I
love you today.
Yeah. Okay. So now we'll run the whole lot back again, and now hear it amongst the gibberish.
I love you today.
See, once you know it's there, it just jumps right out as clear as day. Now, I'm just going to present, you know, a couple of, you know, 15, 20 reversals like this and, that are as clear as this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how anyone can be presented with the evidence. And when I say the evidence, I'm not talking, you know, 20 reversals that I've found in 30 years. I'm talking, I don't know how many reversals I'd have over 30 years. Millions. It'd be in the millions. I'm sure it would with all the tapes I've done. But, you know, I mean, when you can present consistent evidence over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just don't know how anyone can deny it, quite frankly.
I think it threatens some people because they know that they are vulnerable, their truth, especially if they don't tell the truth, to be recorded forward and then reversed and find these things out. It's the truth. And the congruency is another part that is staggering. The reversals that David is finding are directly related to the subject matter of the forward speech.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's that just knocks a whole coincidence thing on the head, just like that. I mean, how can you find something that is consistently relating to the Fords, communicating valid information? Okay, and say, oh, well, that's just coincidence. And look, even the most hardened skeptics will admit, yes, I can hear these. They do exist. I mean, look, the Australian skeptics released a scathing report on reverse speech. But there's one line in their report where he says, we don't deny that Oates has found valid reversed sequences. That was the word they used. But there's no evidence to show it's anything more than coincidence. And I'm going,
silly
it's
stuff.
It's just ridiculous.
It is.
Here, let's play another nice, clear one.
Okay.
And see if she can think this is coincidence. This is a Patsy Ramsey, and the mother of JonBenet, who was murdered in 1996. So here's the Fords.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
Okay, so now we're going to run the whole lot backwards. Okay, all right. So, for those who missed it, here is the intelligent phrase there. And again. For those who missed it, it says, I'm that person. And the interesting thing about this one is that she actually uses that same phrase forwards. Listen to the forwards again.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
And someone that person may have confided
did
in.
Did the reversal occur when she said that person... Forward. Oh, well,
let's find out. Okay. So here's the reversal. And here's the forwards.
No, not
when it's she okay, says that's perfect. That person
yeah.
before she says it forward. So she actually says the reverse before the forwards, if you know what I mean.
Okay? Sure. Now it's a perfect example of how the subconscious uses the sounds of forward speech to make the words in reverse.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Just amazing.
Yeah, and that's once again you've got this direct relationship. And here's another one where the backward message occurs before the forward message. So this is the thick Aussie accent. I don't know. Well, let's try it. See how we go.
Well, David, in the case of Patsy Ramsey. Her subconscious spoke her truth before her forward speech spoke the lie.
Exactly correct. You're absolutely right. Very, very valid observation. Yes. Yes. See that time and time and time again. The reverse speech will lead.
It anticipates the lie and seeks to disqualify it.
Right, you're absolutely right. Yep. So, anyway, and these are all the type of examples I'm going to present. Well, let's play another. Before I play the one I was going to play, I'll just play a nice, simple one first that illustrates the point of the reverse occurring before the forward. So here's a forwards section. This is a clip from a radio show, a caller's calling in on a talkback show.
S4.
You worked at S4?
Oh, that's the area where I was living.
Oh, my.
Okay. And now here's a reverse message. Here we go.
It's September.
For those who missed it, he says it's September.
It's September.
And the next thing they say forwards is this.
Yesterday was September 11th. It is September 11th on your time.
Okay. So tell me that's a coincidence.
What are the odds? That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. The odds are just through the roof. There's just no way, you know. And I just don't have half a dozen examples. I just don't have 20 or even 100. I've got thousands of them. Just go to my website. It's everywhere. All through, you know, we had a skeptic come on my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago posting all sorts of stuff. And I just, you know, saying reverse speech is a load of rubbish. And I just made a simple point. I said, okay, can you please tell me how many hours you've spent, listening to tapes backwards, to qualify your expert opinion,
right.
And he disappeared.
No response.
Never posted again. Yeah. You know,
and people like that, David, I think often are working for one agency or another, and their job is just to cruise the net, say ugly things, try to cause trouble, and then be on their way. They're just like gadflies of evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah, anyway.
See, those are really good, especially the Ramsey. I mean, that, it's just, and when you hear Dole, he says it exactly with the right nuance and inflection. It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no stretching here. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all just great examples. So here's another great example. This is a thick Aussie accent. This is And this is an Aboriginal man on TV being interviewed about how he's part of what's called the Lost Generation. In the mid-50s, the Australian government took all mixed-race children away from Aboriginal families. They actually went and it's a horrible chapter in Australian history. They took a whole generation away and put them in orphanages and Catholic anyway, so they split up families. So here's an Aboriginal guy on TV talking about how he traced his whole family. So here's the forwards.
And I was about 30, 35 when I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It was just through word of mouth.
Okay, so when he says it was just through word of mouth, listen carefully. What's he saying in reverse, everyone?
I have an older sister.
Ah.
And for those who missed it, I'll play it again. I have an older sister.
I have an older sister.
I mean, how can you say that's not there? I mean, I just don't know how anyone can say
that. You can't. I wonder if that's how, if that was the word of mouth from the person, his older sister, or he found out that his father was alive.
Oh, I know. Oh, he said it was just through word of mouth. That's where the reversal occurred.
Okay? Uh-huh, I see. Gotcha. Now, fascinating. You're going to knock him out in London. This is, and as I say, I've seen David present in person two, three times, and it just to hear these things, if you have a chance to get to Ashland on May 1st, Thursday night, Public Library in the Gresham Room, don't miss it. You'll never forget it. You may want to get an app for your smartphone and learn how to do it. The new website looks very nice, and it achieved what you wanted it to, David. It's excellent. BackwardMessages.com. BackwardMessages.com. Very nice. All right?
Thank you.
You bet. Hold on. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and talking to David John Oates, who is in the Northwest on his way to England, London, where he's going to do a remarkable presentation. I wish I could be there to watch that one. I've always been amazed when I watch people in the audience. You can just see them thinking, what did I just hear? That's amazing. I mean, the looks on their faces is always, they're always fun. Okay, next.
Yeah, have fun. Fun. All right. Okay. What are we going to do now? Look, I'm going to play an interesting example from the Bundy Ranch, and I've got a few of them, but there's one I want to present that illustrates a point. And this is the crowd chanting, and I think they're saying no BLM, or hang on, I can't remember the forwards now. I know the verse, but okay, let's play the forwards.
No BLM! No BLM! No BLM!
Yeah, that's right, right. No BLM, no BLM, okay?
Right.
And the reverse, they're chanting together, everyone, everyone, everyone. You hear that?
I sure do.
All right, now I'm going to play a different section where they're chanting. This is a different section of tape where they're saying no BLM.
No BLM! No BLM! No BLM! No BLM! No BLM! No BLM!
Okay, you got that?
Got it.
And this one is now we've won, now we've won. You hear that?
Yeah. Right on. Right on the money.
Isn't that amazing,
yeah,
hey? So there you've got two examples where they're saying exactly the same thing forwards, but a different thing in reverse. And it's one of the common misnomers about reverse speech that it's to do with the words that we're using. But it's not. It's to do with the sound. Well, yes, the words do come into it, but it's primarily the sounds of speech that create the reversal. And so, you know, you can have two people saying the same sentence and you get one reversal on one person and a completely different
totally different, yeah.
Person, and then same said the same forward speech. So it's the sounds of the speech that...
So in this case, they were all thinking in such unison that
right.
their subconscious was speaking in unison.
Right.
Remarkable.
Yep, right. Yep, and I guess the now we've won was, of course, the BLM or the authorities backed down. So, but here's another one. This is right at the very beginning of the siege, and not the siege. Is that the right word to use? Would you call it a siege? I guess you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go.
Get back now!
And here he says, "God damn it, I'll be killed." You hear the aggression in that.
Now this is one of the protesters yelling.
Yeah, that's one of the protesters
at the
yes.
BLM people. And having done a couple programs about this with Clive and Bundy and his son, Ammon.
Right.
Yeah, I've had both of them on. And I had someone who was in the front line of the protesters, and he said. Seriously, he wasn't joking. He said, "We all knew we could die.
Yeah, right.
We could be killed. All right. of us. We knew that."
Yeah. Well, there it is. That's in the reversals. Okay. So once again, spot on. You see, reverse speech is revealing their fears. You know, God damn it, I'll be killed. You know,
exactly right.
It was that.
That's how dangerous it was. That's how serious it was. There was no joke. They were facing off with people who were just, they would have loved to have pulled the trigger. A lot of these guys, unfortunately, and women in law enforcement are, when they get a gun, we get trained, they get power, they do it. I just had another story the other day. A guy went into, I guess it was a dairy farm, and for the hell of it, shot the dairy farmer's dog, killed it, claimed the dog charged him. Well, unfortunately, the vet said the dog was shot running away, the autopsy. So, anyway. It's all... The police in America have completely gone off the reservation. They're crazy. Not all of them, but there are too many murders. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of murders of innocent citizens.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm not living here anymore, mate. I'm very happy down in Australia.
Yeah.
Nice and safe and well.
Yeah.
And, everyone's going well today. All my kids are going well. Simone's doing great. Jay's pregnant with a second child. I don't know whether I told you that.
No.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, my granddaughter. So I got a. Anyway.
Good for you, Grandpa. That's nice.
Anyway, back to Bundy Ranch. Here's, here's the crowd once again. I think it's the crowd. It's just. I only listened to these for the first time yesterday, so so here we go.
Order. Yes, sir. Comply with the order. Come here. Come here. Come with me. Come with me. Comply with their orders. You understand? That's what...
And this one is head them off. Head them off.
Give them off. Give them off. Give them off. Give them off.
So you're getting into the minds of what they're doing, you know, and what they're thinking. So,
yeah.
I don't actually have any on Bundy himself.
There's some very good clear audio. He gave a news conference. I think it's about 20 minutes, and the New York Times was caught promoting an edited version to try to make him appear to be a racist, and that has been completely debunked now as a hoax, an effort to smear him. This media in this country and the government itself twists things so often now to try to harm people. It's not even funny. Thank goodness for reverse speech. I hope someone can go through Clive and Bundy's remarks to the media and take a good listen.
Absolutely, yeah.
They need to be reversed.
I guess you could download it off of YouTube, I'd imagine.
It's right there. Yeah.
I'll get someone to look into it. And
very good. Yeah.
And we'll bring some results into the show. So, all right, let's have a look. Here's a couple on John Kerry talking about the Ukraine situation. Okay, so here's this one forwards.
And to demand democracy. So instead, they were met with snipers who picked them off one after the other.
And here he says, a kind of Armageddon. Oh, yeah, there it is. Little bit robotic. It's a bit of robotic one, doesn't have that loaded tone.
He's commenting on the situation, not, I don't believe, his beliefs. Because in his forward speech there, virtually every word he said, David, was a lie or a distortion. There is no democracy. The snipers were hired by Western agencies like the CIA and sent in there to shoot both protesters and police to try to inflame the situation, which they did. He knows it. He is a real piece of crap, that guy. Just trash.
Well, you like the next reverse I got to play you on.
All right. We'll be right back with David John Oates. More reversals coming your way, so don't go away. Okay, back with David John Oates. And once again, if you're in Southern Oregon, Northern California, and you can get to Ashland next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the Ashland Public Library, he'll be putting on a remarkable presentation, a lecture, with scores of examples of what we're hearing tonight. And they are just amazing in person. I may try and get there myself. All right.
All right. Okay. So here's another one on John Kerry.
The Russian government would have you believe it was the opposition who failed to implement the February 21st agreement that called for a peaceful transition, ignoring the reality that it was Yanukovych who, when history came calling, when his country was in need, when this city was the place where the action was, where the leaders of the nation were gathered in order to decide the future, he broke his obligation to sign that agreement, and he fled into the night with his possessions, destroying papers behind him.
Hang on,
he abandoned his people.
I know this is about Ukraine. I don't know the forward context. I'm not too sure what he's talking about forwards.
Huh. He's talking about Ukraine and Kiev and the departure of the president, the duly elected, legally elected president, Yanukovych, who did leave. His life was threatened and he got the heck out of town.
Oh,
and
I see.
Of course he tore some papers up. I mean, everybody does when they leave in a hurry if they're in a position like he was. Everything the West has said about the situation in Ukraine is either skewed or corrupted or outright lies. It's just all lies. I've never seen anything more transparent and embarrassing except when the president lies. Kerry is a perfect complement to the liar-in-chief. It's really grim, David.
Yeah, well, he says in reverse, now push the war crime. In other words, let's encourage the war crimes that we are committing. Okay, so the actual reversal says, they'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
They'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
Yes, there.
They'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
What's the first part?
They'll all make you sick.
Okay. And well, push the war crime. So, well, what he is saying, it basically is that what the West has done there are, in fact, war crimes. So his subconscious is speaking a higher truth than his forward consciousness can muster because he is a paid liar.
Exactly correct. That's exactly the point of the reversal. I'll just play the, now push the war crime. That's the clearest part.
Push the war crime.
There it is. Push the war crime. And I'll play it again.
Now push the war crime.
Yep. And yeah, he's calling it's the war there. Crime.
Sure.
To push it, encourage it, to push it through.
Well, that's what they did. It's exactly what they did. Yep. And still doing it.
A kind of Armageddon, as Dick Kerry calls it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of reversals. Once again, all of these are reversals that have been sent to me by students and hobbyists alike. So let me see what else I've got on my system from current affairs. I haven't had a great deal of them lately, but we will see what I see.
Well, any of you folks listening that work with David and help him with these reversals, he's so busy with his private practice, of course, do try to get the, it's on YouTube, Clive and Bundy's, it's about a 20-minute presentation to the media that's all there with cameras pointed at him. And that presentation, his remarks were edited in such a way to try to paint him to be a racist. And it fell apart. The whole thing was exposed, and I was very glad to see that.
Yeah, here's Cheney talking about this must have been a speech this week or something talking about the Middle East.
Well, and it's also a reflection of the notion that somehow a strong America, well equipped with a strong military, is a danger.
Oh, that's an interesting forward statement. And he says, it's in oil.
It's in oil.
It's in oil.
Listen to how he says it.
Yeah.
It's a summary statement.
Yes.
It's in oil. It's all about oil.
It's all about oil. That's exactly what the reversal means. Yep. All of the strong American military, all their actions, what's it all about? Bottom line is oil. Straight out of his mouth.
Marine Corps General Smedley Butler in his book in 1932, I think, said that the military exists for one reason, and that's to steal on behalf of major corporations. And that's what it does.
And here's a whole lot backwards, and hear it amongst the gibberish.
There's me in there. It's Milan Larson. It's real quick. Oh, I'm a Larson. I must have shown it in the shelter of all this fault. It's been oil.
Oh, there. It was right at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the very end.
Shelter of all this fault. It's been oil.
Yeah, so there you go. There's Cheney telling us in his own words what most people already know.
It's in the oil. Yeah.
Yep. So,
that's the answer.
Yep. Yeah, so there we go. Okay. I don't know. I've got have I played these ones on the First Lady? I don't think I have. This is
so sure she is a lady, but go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Applause should go to all of you.
An applause should go to all of you. And she says in reverse, blow it on yourself.
Blow it on yourself.
Blow it on yourself.
Oh, that really fits her perfectly. Wow.
Isn't that just a classic reversal?
That is something else.
And wow. And listen to this one. Here she's welcoming people to the White House.
Truly a pleasure to welcome you all here today to the White House.
And she says, hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
I mean, they have nothing but contempt for this country.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what the reversal shows. Yeah. And blow it on yourself. I don't care. I mean, it's exactly
right. Wow. Those are terrific.
Yeah. I've got to put them all up on the website. Yeah, these all just sent to me this week. So, yes. Of course, I have to play them on your show. Yeah.
Too funny.
Yeah. Yep. So, see, this is one of the reasons why reverse speech is so threatening. It's because it does expose what our real attitudes are deep down inside. There are no secrets.
Right.
And that's the ultimate conclusion of reverse speech. And that's why I was persecuted and hounded and firebombed and I mean, well, you know what happened.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
In America, I mean, God, the list goes on and on and on.
I was right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were right in the middle of it of them all, and we won't go into that. It's another story together. So, yeah, all right, okay.
You have one or two on Obama you could pull out for our first timers.
Yeah, sure. Let's get them out right now.
Because he is the ultimate liar in government and probably the all-time liar in the presidency, hands down. The guy just lies and lies and lies.
Yeah, his reversal is just disgusting. There's here's one here where he's talking about the people who are losing, who don't pay. Oh, God, look at them all. Oh, I'm just seeing some of the reversals here. Where's the one I'm looking for? This one here. Okay. Talking about people who don't pay their mortgages.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit. Which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
And Harry says, you're all pathetic.
You're all pathetic.
Listen to that.
Unbelievable. Because he says it forward in the tones of his words, the inflections. He has nothing but disgust for people. He is so arrogant.
He calls them a deadbeat forwards. Listen to the forwards again.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat.
Jesus.
You can anticipate that will hurt your credit.
Well, thank you for telling me. It's unbelievable.
And he's reversed it again.
There
he is. Yeah. Hey, you voted for him, everyone. No, I didn't vote for him.
Well, 75% of the people or thereabouts who voted for his reelection wish they hadn't now. Too late. Too bad. You got what you asked for. You got what you asked for.
Yeah, you certainly did.
Boy, he hates people. He is what an egomaniac.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I got so many of him. Where was the one I was? Oh, look, his. We'll play this one. This is talking about when he went into and got Osama bin Laden.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden.
He says, I was a Nazi cop.
I was a Nazi cop. I was a Nazi cop.
There he is.
I was a Nazi cop.
I don't know. Make that one what you will. Yep.
Well, he just went right in there in the traditional sense of the term Nazi and killed him. But they didn't. That wasn't bin Laden. Everybody knows it. Bin Laden died long ago.
Yep. Where are we?
All right, grab one more if you can here.
Okay, here's one more.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And he says, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it.
There he is.
He sure does. Takes great delight in wrecking it, too. Just amazing. Wow. All right, David. Well, listen, on behalf of everybody, wish you the very best in London. And next Thursday, May 1st, in Ashland, Oregon, at the City Library in the Gresham Room, 6:30 p.m. Hope you can see him. All right, my friend. Take care.
See you later, Joe.
Okay. Good night. All right. There he goes, David John Oates. And wild. His new website, again, that he mentioned earlier, is backwardmessages.com. Real simple. Backwardmessages.com. And the primary site is reversespeech.com. Okay, we'll be back with more.